Thanks, Marcello, for your thoughts there. To give you a bit of an insight into how I look at the blogs each week, so I have 7 tutees, and what I tend to try and do is to mix up the order that I look at the blogs each week, so it isn't always the case that I'm looking at a particular student's first and another student's last. As it happens this week, yours has been the last of the blogs that I've been looking at, so that means that before I've come to you, I've looked at probably between 20 and 25 blog posts, and most of those would have been kind of reliant on text, and therefore it's always, again, really nice to hear an audio blog. So this is the last blog I'll be commenting on this week, and it's a bit of a treat to be able to sit back, put my earphones in, and hear you offer a summary of your experiences over the last week. So I've already commented on your other 3 blog posts, so I won't repeat some of those ideas. I will touch on this idea. You talked about being out of your comfort zone this week, and then later on in this audio blog you talked about a sense of frustration. So this is all good stuff, isn't it? It's been interesting linking the 2 weeks together, looking at how we want to try and define learning spaces, and, you know, looking over some of the discussion on the forum and looking at the definitions that different members of the class have been offering for what a learning space should be. It's quite often it's coming through, it's this idea of a safe space, a space where students feel secure, a place for safe experimentation. And I get all that, and I agree with that. Obviously, we want students to be working in safe environments, whether that's in the physical or network space. But I think there's also an advantage about students feeling a little bit unsettled within a particular type of learning environment. I mean, what do we learn from being out of our comfort zone, by being challenged, by feeling frustrated? And I think this comes across in what you've talked about here, is that it seems to me, the way you're talking this week, is that this has been really quite a positive learning experience for you, partly because it's been difficult, because these aren't spaces, when we're looking at Minecraft, this is not a space that you're really comfortable with, and it seems to have really enhanced the learning experience. So I think that's quite interesting in helping us to think about space. It doesn't always have to be controlled and safe and secure. It can also be unsettling and challenging, but it can also be beyond the classroom, which is the other point I wanted to pick up on something you've said. So within your blog, and also within a separate written post this week, you've been talking about, you know, looking at your own experiences, and you've always felt, well, you know, a learning space is somewhere that has walls and it has a roof, and I get that, but it's great that you've come to this realization that, you know, educational activity takes place beyond the campus as well. And I don't think this is necessarily something new. If you look at anthropologists who would, you know, travel to the far corners of the world to study different communities, obviously that's educational activity taking place outside the classroom. We could look at the work of architects and engineers and environmentalists. So it's never been the case that education has always happened in the classroom, and yet that is how we tend to think about learning. Something that I'm quite interested in is the way that digital technologies open up new forms of learning opportunities. So there was an additional paper that I think we've added to the course site this week, which is about mobile learning. And this is the idea that with digital technologies, we're no longer so tied to the campus. Lots of activities through the likes of the mobile phone, the smartphone, through the tablet, we can actually move beyond the space of the campus and the classroom. And it's not just about moving activity from one location to another, but it's actually about presenting new types of learning activities. So I think this is something that's really interesting. And you talked about the challenges you had this week of trying to work through Minecraft using a tablet rather than a PC. And something I'm quite interested in looking at the IDEL course for next year is, can we actually do a week where, when we're talking about space, where we actually try and move beyond some of these conventional spaces? Can we move beyond the laptop? Can we move beyond sitting inside offices and sitting down at a desk and talking about different ideas? I know that Minecraft is going to be creating, I think it's called Minecraft World, where there will be almost like a version of Pokemon Go. So I guess the point I'm saying here is that you're absolutely right. Education doesn't have to be inside these closed spaces, but with mobile technologies, it's not just that we have new learning environments, but actually we have new types of learning in itself. So lots to think about. I'm really glad you've had such a positive week, Marcello, and really great to say that to see that you're saying that it's going to inform your thinking as the second half of the course progresses. So great work, just keep it going, and I look forward to seeing and hearing what you have to say next week. Cheers, Marcello.